Leading our news this morning, one of the country's leading economic forecasters is predicting the federal budget is sliding further into the red. Deloitte Access Economics is warning the Treasurer's mid-year budget update could show a $36 billion blowout in deficits over the next 4 years.
And that gap between a temporary boom that's still worsening and permanent promises that are still in place says Australia is back at facing deficits as far as the eye can see.
Chris Richardson there. Police are searching for the parents of a baby whose body was found buried at a Sydney beach. Two young boys made the discovery while digging in sand dunes at South Maroubra Beach yesterday morning. Police have not been able to determine the baby's age or sex, and they're appealing for the parents to come forward. The NBN hopes to have nearly 2 million more homes and businesses connected to fast broadband by the middle of 2016. The National Broadband Network has unveiled its new rollout plan, which includes more than 400 cities, suburbs and towns. And Labor's stepping up the pressure on the government to improve its Defence Force pay deal. The federal government is reportedly considering reinstating some leave entitlements, but isn't budging on the 1.5% pay increase. That's not good enough for Independent Senator Jackie Lambie, who's refusing to support any government legislation until the pay offer is increased.